When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You your quarterback threw three touchdown passes and didn't allow a turnover, getting sacked nine times. Which is the better one of those two things?
Winning.
What did you think of not just how Tommy played, but how he handled pressure, how he handled getting the ball on? But what about the whole just his vibe?
Yeah, I said during the week he's improving. Did a lot of good things. Did some stuff we'll correct. Gave us a chance.
How much do you think he grew today, in your opinion?
I think he's the same height.
I don't mean that, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Look, there's some good stuff that he did. Made some good plays. I thought Kafka called a good game. Some wide open guys. The Bellinger, the Slayton, the third and inches call. So those help. And, he did a good job. When we got behind the sticks, that was when it was tough. So clean up some of those those things that where we got sacked. Maybe we can not get sacked, because I thought the line protected, a lot of those pretty well.
How much did you guys need a game like this when you come out on the winning end?
Yeah, it's always good to win. Yep. So preparation, normal. Practicing, normal. I know you asked about that the other day. But put it together. Defense, special teams had six turnovers, capitalized. On a few of those, hit some good big plays, good play designs, I thought. Finished the game, made it probably tougher than we had to. But it was good to get a win.
Right. How much does it help the morale to win a game like that, though? Because, we've talked about it the past few weeks, the frustration we were seeing it at times. When you're able to win like that, how much does this help?
Yeah, winning's good. Yeah, losing's not.
Brian, when you look at your defense, who are your bigger players? Dex had a big game. Cable had a big game. What did you see without looking at tape? What did you see?
Sure. They've been pretty consistent throughout the year. Dexter's, what you get out of Dexter. He's he's an exceptional player in this league at his position, right at the top, and he's provided that each week. I thought Kayvon did some good stuff. We want that playback where we got hands to the face at the end of the game. But, again, credit to Wink and to the players. They've been putting in a lot of hard work. Coaches have, the players have. We just, we put it together the right way today and try to build off of it.
Brian, what did it take to get Tommy from the player who made his debut just a couple of weeks ago against the Jets in that game to the guy who was throwing the ball around the field?
Well, the Jet game was different. We were playing it a certain way.
Right.
He's made progress. I think Shea's an exceptional quarterback coach. Tommy has put the work in, but it takes all 11 guys out there on the field. And, he's had some production. I think he's improved. We're going to have to, we still got a ways to go here, but he's got the right mindset. I think the players have confidence in him, particularly because he's the third quarterback going in, and they got some, he's got a little juice about him that I think the players respect. But we'll go back, we'll learn from stuff that we can do better, and try to put another one together.
What changed with the running game? I mean, you guys had nothing, literally nothing, till the last play of the third quarter.
Yeah, blocked them better. I thought the big play that Saquon had, when you go back and watch it, just watch little Wandell Robinson. He was the guy that kind of sprung the whole play.
Was that the pitch out?
Yeah.
Did you change some of the things, some of the runs, to maybe get to the perimeter a little more?
Yeah. I mean, we ran a couple plays early that were outside plays, not necessarily toss plays, that they did a good job defending. And then we adjusted like we normally do. It's not just at halftime. We talked about it throughout the series. And they made – look, they got two good guys inside. They played good. They we kept – it's not always going to be perfect in a run game. It wasn't very much good in the first half. But, again, I thought we tried to mix it up and stay with it, and, we hit a couple plays.
Coach, for Tommy standing there and do what he did, though, today and endure the nine sacks along with it, I mean, can you just talk a little bit about that and how that didn't affect him too much?
Yeah, well, he's tough. He's a tough guy. Again, we don't want to – you have those many sacks, and look, they weren't all on the offensive line. I'll tell you that right now. We could have done some things better. But, we did a good job of sometimes capitalizing on them in terms of, getting backed up. But a lot of times we had to punt the ball because we got behind the sticks. But he's a tough-minded guy, instinctive. He's an instinctive player, which is hard to coach, too. So, even like that first third down where he threw it to Slayton, if you go back, you just get a little pump fake to get him to open up the window. And, I had another big one. We had an opportunity at the end of 2 minutes to keep the drive going that we just didn't quite finish. But, he did some good stuff.
What was your – what happened on –
you mentioned his – juice and the idea that players respect
from
that,
Jersey, man. There you go.
Is that a tangible thing that you can see, even going back to when he was trying to work his way up the depth chart? The idea that, if we put this guy in,
Yeah, I mean, I was asked a fair amount of questions about bringing in some older guys, and we thought this guy was a good young player to work with. Again, he's played, 2.5 games, so there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But he certainly has put the work in, and when he was out on the look team in practice, you could see, some of his instinctiveness, even though as a show team quarterback, in terms of throwing the ball on time, anticipation. So thought he'd be a good player to work with and give an opportunity to. And he, there's a lot of things he did good, and a lot of things we can help him improve on.
Do you have an update on Slayton?
I don't. I don't have Slayton arm flat ejected. That's my notes.
So that was my next question: was what happened on the on that melee there? What was your take on that? Was there no whistle after they pulled the touchdown?
They came over and told me that 4 and 28 are out. They were throwing punches. They said they were throwing punches. Is what they told me.
I presume you gave Tommy a.
No, no.
All right, so just follow up. What did you say to him? What did you say about the game? It's a really special moment for a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
DeVito?
Yeah, is there anything you said to him after the game about,
Yeah, I said good job. Yeah, I said good job. Said good job to the whole team. It was a team win. 6 turnovers. Didn't turn the ball over offensively. We're, pretty efficient, effective in the passing game. Obviously, we had the sacks. Stuck with the running game. Thought the coordinators did a good job. Got a turnover on special teams. That's included with the 6. So team win, and certainly proud of Tommy. It's a tough position to play, and he's just got a really good mindset. Now we're going to have to go back and fix things like we normally do, whether it's a win or a loss. But I'm proud of him for all the work that he does put in. That he puts a lot of work into it.
How much do you after the last couple of results? Does that make it more difficult for a team to play with this much pride? What do you think accounts for how much pride you guys played today, starting with like the turnover?
Yeah, I don't question our pride. I'm just happy for the players, for the coaches, because they do the right stuff during the week. They practice their tails off. They prepare. They study extra. There's extra meetings going on. They come in with a positive attitude when it's not always easy to come in with a positive attitude. And they have their next play mentality. So, to see them have success, to see the coaches, all the hard work that they put into it. That's why you do this, is to, to try to win one game each week. So we'll, enjoy this one. I'm proud of the people that are in the building that work hard. But now we'll move on to the next one here pretty shortly.
A couple more.
You played against the Commanders a couple of weeks ago. It was a lower scoring game. Do you consider this easier, harder, and what changes were made or what adjustments were made?
Yeah, there's no easy in this league. It's a tough league. It's a humbling league. And they have a team that competes hard with a lot of good players, good coaches. And I thought we competed well. Look, there's always little things that you fix and tweak and game plan for. Then you have to you get a feel for how the game's going. Usually takes about a quarter to go ahead and, you know, decide exactly what you want to do. There's plays that we left out there, extended some drives, missed some short fields or shorter fields. But again, I'm happy for the players and the coaches for, you know, their work ethic, their commitment, staying on track, trying not to ride the roller coaster, just trying to put one foot in front of the other and get better every day and try to win a game.
What did you think about your defense's performance? The last two games, I think you asked them about it, they wasn't up to their expectations. So what did you see from them today?
Yeah, I got the ball. So, to get the ball five times and then one on special teams, that's hard to do in this league. They flew around. They play with effort. That they made, they made some timely plays too for us. Obviously, like to do a little bit better job at the end there. But again, they're tough-minded competitors, and I thought this week, again, not much different than last week. It was a good week last week too. But translate it to the on-field performance this week is what you're trying to do every week.
Last one.
I'll get you, Mark.
With the sacks, obviously.
Which sacks?
The
sacks that they sacked us on?
That they sacked you on. I know that, there was certainly a handful that looked like, had the Vito gotten to the ball, and maybe he was holding it a little too long to take the sacks himself. Is that almost, what you like about him, his best quality? He wants to attack, he's not afraid, but also with that comes the idea that, you got to know when to fold him, basically.
Yeah, and this is his second game, really. Called throwing the ball, stuff to work on, but he's a competitive young man, so I'm happy for him, but I'm happy for the entire team for the result. But their pride, or their work ethic, or their commitment, those guys do a good job of that each week.
I was just going to ask you, Kayvon is kind of a lightning rod. He takes a lot of heat, but he seems to make some plays. I don't know if you've seen that enough. You don't listen to the outside world.
Okay.
Because it's after a little bit. So, because of, it's the sack numbers, but he did a few things today that were not maybe on the score sheet. Is that indicative of some of the stuff that you getting out of him?
I'm glad we have Kayvon. He's a true competitor, a great teammate, productive player for us. And I'm happy he's on our team.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.